Good morning, Dr. Stern, dictating a prim post bronchodilator spirometry report on George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 11-7-22, Mr. Patterson performed prim post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-28-22, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Norris. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 11-8-22, Mr. Norris performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchioreactivity. Compared to a prior study dated 4-21-22, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Brady. This goes to Dr. Cummings. On 11-8-22, Mr. Brady performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued moderate restriction of lung volume, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-26-22, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. The paragraph impression, moderate restriction with a component of reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Augusta, A-G-O-S-T-A. This goes to Jason Honecker, comma, PA. On 11-8-22, Mr. Augusta performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchioreactivity. Compared to a prior study dated 3-16-22, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sandra Horne, H-O-R-N-E. This goes to Dr. Price. On 11-8-22, Mrs. Horne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 4-28-22, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Casey Peek, P-E-E-K. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 11-8-22, Mrs. Peek performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airflow obstruction or bronchioreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-19-22, there's been no change, period, of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Yolanda Smith. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 11-8-22, Mr. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with minimal airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next is pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Gabbard. This goes to Catherine Ward. On 11-8-22, Mrs. Gabbard performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the OH bronchodilators before sort of capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. The paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Daniel Hughes. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley, S-A-G-A-T-S-L-E-Y. This on 11-8-22, Mr. Hughes performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. At 3 minutes and 21 seconds, he desaturated to 87%, period. Oxygen at 2 liters per minute was applied, and the patient's O2 sat normalized, period. He was able to finish the test with oxygen and achieve 325 meters. And at the end of the study, his saturation was 92%, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.